Welcome back. It's Farm Talk at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, and these reports are brought to you by Agrium ESN, Environmentally Smart Nitrogen. Stop by the American Soybean Association booth, and from Roseville, Illinois, Ron Moore joins us. And Ron, currently Vice President of ASA.
Yes, that's correct.
And tell us a little bit about the Moore Farm out there. And how far west are you? Almost an Iowegian, or where are you?
Almost. We're about 30 miles from the Mississippi River, and we kind of live in gently rolling hills in western Illinois, and we farm with my wife and my son, and we raise soybeans, corn, and we have 200 acres of pasture where we run feeder cattle on the summer pastures.
Oh, great. So you're buying calves from the neighbors, or what are you doing?
Well, we start buying calves kind of around Thanksgiving and then get them ready to get them over any chipping fever sickness, and then get them ready to move out to grass. We have a couple hundred head we put out, so we buy them through the winter and make sure they're healthy before we move them out to grass.
Okay, super. That sounds like a great, grandpa and dad. You had livestock and grains, and a lot of people have either specialized. Now, nice to visit with somebody who's doing it all again.
Well, some of the pasture we have is extremely erodible, so we've made a conscious decision to leave them in pasture to preserve the soil and other natural resources. It was tempting when we had $7 corn and $15 beans to go in and plow that all up, but you've kind of been around long enough to know that we weren't going to have $15 beans forever. So, farmers do a really good job of responding to market signals. And when we had $15 beans, we planted a lot of beans. We got new varieties that were higher production. So we have farmers respond to the marketplace with the right signals.
Now, you're about 30 miles east of the Quad Cities, or where are you?
I'm south of the Quad Cities, 60 miles, 30 miles from Burlington, Iowa.
All right. Was Mother Nature kind to you this year?
Mother Nature was extremely kind to us. We were dry in May and June, got our crops timely planted, and then seemed like in the beginning of July, we got an inch and a half of rain every week. And just like we had pivot irrigation, but it was natural rainfall, and we had great growing conditions. Mother Nature shined on our part of western Illinois, and we had very, very good crops this year.
Excellent. All right. Well, you've added to the huge pile of beans in the U.S., and so now what do we do?
Well, we got to find a home for all those beans, and that's what we're actively working on in the American Soybean Association, finding a market for that to improve the profitability of soybean farmers. So 60% of the soybeans that we raise in the United States, roughly 60%, are moved into the export market. So, we've got to continue to service our customers overseas. And one of the big things that we're working on is trying to get the Trans-Pacific Partnership implemented. Hopefully, after the election, we'll get an opportunity to have it voted on in a lame duck session. We think there's enough votes to pass it, but we've got to get the leadership of the House and the Senate to bring it to the floor. The President has to move it to that. The President's got to do some things first, so we expect him to move it after the lame duck, or after the elections, into the lame duck session. So hopefully we'll have a chance to get a Congress to vote on it. And if they don't, I think we have an opportunity to plead our case with the new Trump administration. We hope that President-elect Trump, being a businessman, understands what return on investment means, and that's what TPP is. It's an investment in the future of the U.S. economy, and so we feel like there's an opportunity for us to go talk about the benefits of that investment in the future of the U.S. economy is, and hopefully we can convince him that it's a good thing to pass.
Yeah. Well, maybe the anti-TPP rhetoric just helped him get elected, and maybe now, like you said, he is a good businessman. Trade, maybe he wasn't. He's not obviously not trade. He doesn't hate trade. He's into making the cash register ring, so maybe he can be convinced.
Well, we're going to take that opportunity if it doesn't pass in a lame duck session. I fully expect him to say, "Well, we want to make this change in the TPP, but maybe you can't make it within the TPP, but we can make a side agreement with one country or another country to make sure that those things that may not be as favorable to the to the U.S. economy get tweaked a little bit, and then we can say, look, you know, I looked at the TPP, we made these changes, it's now a good deal, we've made the deal better, let's go ahead and vote and pass it.
All right, Farm Bill is probably going to be front and center for ASA, American Soybean Association. What do you need in the next Farm Bill, or do you need anything changed?
I think, you know, from the Midwestern growers' perspective, I think there may be some tweaks on border issues. If you don't have enough NASS data, though they use the RMA data, that there's some conflicting things there. That needs to be evened out. It appears there may be some changes that need to be addressed in the cotton industry and maybe the dairy industry. But I think from ASA's perspective, we want to get a farm bill voted on in fiscal year 17 so it's ready for the crop year 18. Anytime you have a farm bill that gets debated during an election year, politics get involved and it gets messy and things get delayed and... But we want to make sure we start working on it now. But we also want to make sure that agriculture is all in agreement. If you remember in the last farm bill, it took too many delays. It took 3 years to get passed. We want to make sure that the commodity groups, both grain and livestock, are all on the same page. We go in and say, this is the agreement that we think will work for all of agriculture, not just my sector, but all of agriculture. And let's go forward and make sure we can get it passed the first time around at the House and then get approved in the Senate and have the President sign it.
Sure. Regarding the NAS versus RMA data, did you have any county-by-county issues in Western Illinois?
No, not in our area. We don't seem to have those kind of issues. I think some of the issues are more in the northern states and possibly the western states where they have... more variable weather, and you know, like we typically in Illinois don't have disastrous weather issues. They do happen occasionally, and so that's why we want to make sure we keep a strong federal crop insurance program. Where I live in Western Illinois in 2012, we had a drought. We weren't affected nearly as bad as the our farmers in Southern Illinois, and they were devastated with low yields and poor quality corn and soybeans. And so that was an opportunity that federal crop insurance came in and kept those farmers in business for another year, kept the local hardware store in business, kept the car dealership, kept the farm equipment dealer in business. Because when farmers are successful, all of the economy that we do, the people we do business with are successful.
Absolutely. All right. Ron Moore, Vice President of the American Soybean Association. Thanks for getting out in front. And the logo says, if you believe, belong. So if you grow beans, come on, join the club, right?
The club. We're here to help all soybean farmers.
All right. Very good. All right. American Soybean Association VP Ron Moore, Roseville, Illinois. Thank you for the visit, Ron.
Thank you, Mick.
You bet.